The Bering Strait School District last night dedicated its brand new $36 million school for Savunga. KNOM's Paul Korshin was there.
Young and old alike painted the gleaming new gymnasium with smiles as drum and dance groups from both St. Lawrence Island and Chukotka seasoned the floor of the new Hogarth Kingikuk School. Tuesday's dedication culminated years of BSSD efforts to design, fund, and build a replacement for Savunga's worn-down and weary predecessor. Terry Heyer of Anchorage-based ECI Heyer Architects said his firm strove to be attentive to those who matter most.
I'm just reminded of about 3-4 years ago and my first visit to Savunga, and I had the opportunity to meet many of you people and the opportunity to listen. And that was very important, I think. We listen to your needs and your wants. We listen to the district. And hopefully what we're in now represents what you were telling us those many years ago.
The steel frame building features sloping metallic outer walls in earth and sea tones, with energy-efficient fixtures and 21st century technology on the inside. The ceremony's guest performers included Erotikatuk from New Chaplino and Utasikun of Anadir, whose women wore long suede frocks beaded and trimmed with fur and caribou skin boots. BSSD board member Albert Washington of St. Michael exhorted the community to make its new school vibrant.
Our teaching staff within the school district to fill those teaching slots are second to none. But remember, as I said earlier, parents, they need our help. They need our continued help. That way, our children can succeed through our motivation, our encouragement.
At last, the moment came for the formal dedication by Board Chairman Weaver Ivanoff of Unocleet, as Savunga Mayor Jane Kava cut the husky blue and gold ribbons.
In honor of the elders and everyone in Savunga, the Hogarth Kingia School from Savunga.
Dancing continued late into the evening as Yupiks from both sides of Beringia shook the rafters of Savunga's architectural and educational gem.